and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How excited am I that I am joining you, the listeners? I am so excited to have you guys join me. I've been thinking about you all day long. I could not wait to get on air. It's such a beautiful day here in D.C. I know that the weather is warmer than what we're used to in November, but you know what? It's such a blessing. I just really appreciate what God has given us. It's such a great thing to have sunshine on cloudy situations, right? It makes the clouds go away. It makes us feel a lot better knowing that He rules and reigns and He's in total control. But I wanted to say thank you again and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Please don't ever hesitate to invite a friend to tune in, a co-worker, a family member. We always have such great topics. We always have wonderful, beautiful guests. I'm super excited about our guest today. You guys know her from God is Bigger. He's bigger than everything. Oh, none other than national gospel recording artist, Ja'Kalyn Carr. She's going to be joining us shortly. I'm super excited about that. She's been God has been opening doors for her. God has been just blessing her. She's been nominated for several awards, several acknowledgments, several speaking engagements because she's an evangelist as well. Some of you may not know that, but she is preaching the gospel as well as worshiping and praising the Lord. She is also preaching the gospel, and people's lives are being changed, and people are being delivered and healed and set free. God is truly using her, super anointed woman of God. So I'm super excited about having her. And you know who else gonna be joining me? You know my main man, A-Train, comedian A-Train is going to be here. We're going to be sharing some of our thoughts again about the election and what people are really going through. It's a lot of emotions going on in the air. You can almost feel the discord and the division and things like that. And some people have actually had some situations happen to them because of racism. And so we're going to be talking about that. And then, you know, he's going to be sharing about what's going on in the comedy world. And I'm going to be sharing with you what's going on in the play industry and what's going on in music and things like that. So we got a lot to talk about. Also, I don't want you to forget, every time you come on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, you are a winner. I have giveaways all the time. Giveaways. Today, I am giving away Born in the Sin, Transform into Destiny, and I am giving away a Health and Soul Fitness DVD, but also I'm giving away tickets Columbia, South Carolina for this Friday, November the 18th, where the guests are performing is Pastor Shirley Caesar, Ja'Kalyn Carr, Sounds of Blackness, and me. I'll be hosting it. I'm super excited about this show. It's going to be so much fun. So Columbia, South Carolina, you got tickets to get. I have two pair of tickets to give to you. That is four tickets altogether, but two people can win a pair of tickets. So listen, I want you to email me. If you are in Columbia, South Carolina, please email me at drginarprince@gmail.com and put in a night to remember. And whoever is the first two people to email me, you will win those tickets. Please leave your phone number so I can call you immediately so we can go ahead and seal the deal, and I'll see you in Columbia, South Carolina. Also, I want you to, if you want to win Born in the Sin, Transform in Destiny, same email. I want you to email me at drginarprince@gmail.com. I want you to go ahead and say Born in the Sin, Transform in a Destiny, and the first four people to email me that today, you are going to win. Please leave your number so I can contact you immediately so you can get your winnings. Also, Health and Soul Fitness DVD. Oh, I know you want that. Yes, it is Thanksgiving. It is Christmas. And you know, in January, you're going to be looking at that waistline and you're going to be saying, oh, I got to do something. Listen, you got to go ahead and get Health and Soul DVD, Fitness DVD. You can do it right at your home. Pick up these exercises. You can do them anywhere at the gym, at the park, anywhere, and get that body right for the spring and summertime. Plus, you want to live healthy. It's all about wholeness, mind, body, and soul. We want wholeness, everything operating to glorify God. So if you want to win a Health and Soul Fitness DVD, again, email me at drgina.rprince@gmail.com, and whoever is the first five to email me Health and Soul, you win the DVD. And please leave your number so I can contact you immediately. Listen, I'm super excited. We're going to get right into the show. Before our guest comes, don't you remember, don't you know this song? Bigger.
Universe, you're bigger than the sun and the stars, you're bigger than the things.
Oh. Hallelujah. Wow, Ja'Kaylin Carr, thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, what a blessing. Ja'Kaylin, listen, girl. You know, it's such a great reminder. You know, sometimes we forget just how big our Father is, because all we see is what's before us. But just that reminder, it is blessing so many people all over the world. Do you hear me? It is such a blessing.
Thank you so much for
letting God use you in such a extreme magnitude. We just so appreciate your sacrifices. I mean, because, you know, so many people, young women your age or young men your age, they're focused on so many other things. And, you know, they're doing what they think they should do and what, you know, they've seen done before. But just for you to just really completely surrender yourself to God and be that vessel for so many people of all races, all ages, all economical backgrounds. I mean, you are just really a blessing. So I want to thank you personally.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Well, Ja'Kaylin, I know you've been extremely busy. Doors have been opening for you all over. It's just really amazing to see. I know we've worked together at the last show that you and Pastor Shirley Caesar did, and also Take Them to Church and in Jacksonville, Florida. And since then, I mean, you've been nominated for so many awards. Can you tell the listeners about, catch them up on what's been going on?
Yes, ma'am. Well, as you said, God has just been opening so many great doors. This year, God has allowed my album, The Life Project, and You're Bigger, to be so successful. And it's just amazing to know and to see how people are being blessed. I had the number one album in the country, gospel album in the country, number one gospel song in that country, which is You're Bigger. And then now God has allowed me to be nominated for 7 Stellar Awards, and I believe for consideration the Grammys as well.
Well, that is just extremely amazing. I mean, we just got to give God all the glory. I mean, so many people are getting so many opportunities. God is really, really shining light on a lot of his people. A lot of people don't understand the sacrifices behind the scenes. And, you know, they see you shining now. But I know, and I don't know it personally, but just from me first meeting you and your management team and everything, you guys have really made a lot of sacrifices and a lot of faith walking. And, you know, it's just been, it's really, your labor is not in vain. And I try to tell people, and you could probably relate to that, whenever God asks you to do something, just continue to trust him and keep being consistent and obedient with him, and your fruit will blossom. It will come a time where he will, you know, elevate, and he will increase you, and his glory will be revealed in a magnitude. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. I tell people all the time, your work produces your harvest. If you never work, you will never receive your harvest. You know, so if God placed a gift in you, then he expects for you to work the gift that he's given you. And not only that, but to be patient and trust him to know that if he's called you to it, he's going to make sure that you get to where you need to be and your status is where it needs to be. And he said, I will bring you before a great man. And so just trust God, be patient, work the gift he's given you, and watch him get you there.
Exactly. And the main thing is trusting him with it and not taking ownership of the gift. I think a lot of times we think that God needs our help, but all he wants us to do is to just be obedient and just keep walking.
Yes.
And we get in the way because we get, well, this is just the works of the adversary anyway. You know you're going to have opposition in every angle. Anytime you say yes and amen to God, you know the enemy is going to try to stop you at the beginning, the middle, and even whenever you think you at your highest peak, he's always going to try to shut down the work of God. And I just try to tell people, and even reminding myself on cloudy days, on days where it gets extreme and it's tough, you know you got to be on to something right. God is doing something, because if you wasn't, the devil wouldn't try to bother you, right? So listen, along with you being so talented and so gifted and anointed in your worship, and it just really, I mean, even just listening to the song on air, I was sitting up here praising God and worshiping and tears coming down, because he is so big. He's so big. He's bigger than even the blessings that he's given us. You know what I'm saying? Even the things that you just named, he's bigger than that. So we always got to stay with him, our eyes fixed on him, and just remain. But I want to talk about you being an evangelist. A lot of people don't know that, and they're starting to know because you're getting opportunity to speak more speaking engagements and things like that. How has that been? How have people been able to adjust to that, seeing you, hearing you on the radio? And then I know they're blown away when that fire come out of your belly. How is that?
You know what? Actually, of course, I started singing at the age of 5, preaching at the age of 13. And many people don't know it, but it wasn't until I accepted my calling of preaching. And that's what, about like a year and a half later after that, when God expanded my music ministry to the world. So I tell people all the time, ministry is always first. And because I keep ministry first, whether I'm preaching or singing, when I'm booked somewhere to preach, they're like, you know, we want to hear you sing a little bit. Or when I'm singing somewhere, you know, we want to hear you preach a little bit. You know, so people, they accept, you know, both of my gifts. Who God is, and I tell people both of them are a part of me, you know, and I try to behave myself and make sure that I'm doing what I'm there to do. But, you know, it's just a blessing to know they accept both of them and they expect that from me, you know, and they expect ministry, basically.
I'm telling you, it's the preacher and me too, Ja'Kalyn, because I tell you, when at the take them to church, right, and I had to open up in prayer, I had to remind myself, okay, you know, you got the Pastor Shirley Caesar, Ja'Kalyn Carr is coming, because when it's in you, it's like it's fire to your bones. You can't contain it. It's just in you, that anointing. You got to release it. And I just really thank God that, you know, people are very receptive to all that God is doing in your life, and that it's really it's so abundant that it's a blessing to so many people, and it's enough for them. You fill people up. Well, God fills people up through you, you know, to take it home with them. So when they see you and they hear you and they're getting imparted, they're actually leaving with something. So it's truly, again, I just give God all the glory. I thank him for what he's doing. And I'm so thankful that I'm able to witness it myself. I didn't see it at the very beginning, but girl, I have to tell you that I have seen you multiply. He has increased you so much in 6 months. It is just truly amazing. So, I mean, I just want to encourage you that you know, especially with everything going on with the election and all of that stuff, you know, and people, I mean, what I want to ask you before I even say that, how do you talk to the youth, you know, at this point with what you know about God? How can you and how do you translate that impartation to them when there is so much anger going on and so much racism going on? What is God saying to you, to the youth at this point in time?
Well, one thing I have to understand, we have to understand is, and this is one thing I've always carried with me for a long time, and that is, it doesn't matter what is happening around you, you can control your environment. You don't have to get in on the latest topics or when everybody else is angry, everybody else is
talking negative
via social media. You
yes.
can stand up and you can be the positive one, and you create an atmosphere that people can, they can stop and they look, you know what? I feel convicted about what I said. I feel convicted about what I did, you know, because you never want, you always want to be in a place where you are, become a peacemaker, you know, when everybody else is going haywire over, you know, especially the things of this world, you got to stand up and you got to be the example. You know, you ain't got to get in on everything. Stand up and just be the positive example that people need. And you never know what you say and how you react to certain things may impact others.
Exactly. And I think, oh, you hit it right on the head, the negativity on, you know, the social media. I have found that it was just so ugly and so much bullying. I really just know that God is in control. I know that he has the final say. I know that, you know, sometimes we have to see a reflection of how ugly the body of Christ may be at a certain season
and
time.
Yeah, and what we have to understand is, us as Christians, we have to keep in mind, God is love.
Yes.
And when you're releasing the opposite, it's basically showing, it's releasing the question, are you really who you say you are? Are you
Come
really God's child?
Yes.
Are you really a Christian? You know, so even if you don't like a person, even if you don't like what a person does, it is not your job to criticize them. It is not
Come
your
on.
Job to judge them, but it's your job to love them. I'm not saying agree with what they're doing, but
yes.
you cannot put yourself in a position where you're bullying them. Because what is done is done. Only
yes.
person that can change their heart, only person that can change them is God.
That's it. And like God said, he has the heart of man in his hand. The same way he can turn Pharaoh's heart, he can turn any president, any man, any leader, anybody in position's heart. I mean, he's in control. And I love when you said that. It is, like I was saying, and you're in agreement, is a reflection. You have to, I think this just really showed us, and I'm saying as a body, as a whole, really where we are in our faith, in our trust, in love, in unity, you know, so
yes.
it's really a wake-up call, because when we call ourselves believers, you know, that means that we're believing in the whole gospel, not just some that we like today and then what we don't want
mm-hmm.
tomorrow. It's what we have to live in a whole. And so, you know, everybody got some work to do. I mean, it is no perfect
mm-hmm.
person, because if it was, we wouldn't need Jesus. But I'm telling
yes.
you, it should be a daily striving. You know, he said, you know, the Bible says, give me the willingness to sustain me. You know, if you don't have the sustain, then ask God to give it to you, because you definitely want to be in the right position, you know, to be with him and just be free. I mean, and be free and walking in love and obedience with him, because that's exemplifying his love. So, you know what, Ja'Kalen, again, you know, I want everybody to remember, you know, look for the Grammys, look for the Stella Awards, look for Ja'Kalen Carr. Definitely a blessing, definitely a vessel full. I mean, and God continues to impart into her and continues to pour into her. And it's just enough. Her cup is running over, that you truly will be blessed. Go and get the download. Check out iTunes. Go and get the CD. go and get it and fill your home, your car. You know, this is a time that you got to grab onto whatever God is utilizing to get us where we need to be. So this vessel right here, Ja'Kalyn Carr, is definitely a vessel that he is definitely utilizing and spreading all over the nation, all over the world to bless the people. And you don't want to miss out. Don't be stubborn, y'all. You got to humble yourself and get what he's giving you, and so you can get where you need to be, because then you'll be sitting on the sideline, right, Ja'Kalyn, and then complaining that everybody's moving forward. But let me tell you, a forward moving person is a humble moving person. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Low is the way.
Yes, Lord. What did he say? He say he raises up the humble, right? And resists the proud.
Yes.
When you see somebody being raised up, trust me, it's some humility going on. And not a broken humility, but just to say, Lord, I can't do it without you. I don't want to do it without you. I can't live without you. I can't breathe. Everything I am is because of you. You allowed me to be in existence. You created me in your image. That's what humility is. So we have to remember that. And Ja'Kalyn, please leave the listeners. You know, we got all young, old, white, black, Asian. We got all kind of listeners listening. Can you please tell us all just whatever you feel like God is leading you to say? Just leave us with some words of encouragement.
Well, I believe that this is the season and the time where the believers and the body of Christ will begin to experience the supernatural realm of God in their lives as never before. What I want you to do is tap into a place with God where God can take you somewhere in Him that you haven't been before in your life. And I want you to understand that this is the time where if you never trusted God before, you got to put your faith and your trust in God. You can't have no plan B, be like, if this don't work out, then I go here. No, you got to fully rely on God, because there is something I believe that God is birthing through His people. There is something that we're getting ready to see arise through His people, the spirit of entrepreneurship, success that is getting ready to rise through His people that we have not seen before in our country. And I just believe that everybody who grabs a hold to it, your business is going to be successful, your ministry is going to be successful, everything that you touch has got to be blessed because of that anointing that you have tapped into with God, and you're allowing God to push you to a place in Him that you haven't been before. It ain't just going to be relief, but you got to tap into it with God and watch and see what happens.
Oh, glory to God. Trust Him, y'all. Trust Him. Just press in. Oh, man. Tell everybody how they can contact you, Ja'Kalyn.
All of my social media handles is at Ja'Kalyn Carr, Ja'Kalyn Carr. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And then, of course, you can download my music. I just came out with my first Christmas song called You Are Our Joy Christmas, and you can get that on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon, along with the entire Life Project and You're Bigger on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon.
Well, listen, before you go, I have to say this. My spiritual mother, Mother Marva, her name is Marva Richardson. She is so in love with You're Bigger. She played it, she said, the whole day, the day before yesterday. She went looking for it. She's trying to purchase it. I think she ordered it finally. I mean, she is very, very excited that I'm doing this interview with you. So if you could just say hello to Sister Marva, that would be such a blessing.
Hello there. Hello there, Mother Marva. Thank you so much for your support, and may God continue to bless you in all that you do.
Oh, God bless you, Ja'Kalyn Carr. I can't wait to see you. Listen, you guys got a Columbia, South Carolina. I'm giving away two sets of tickets. So you guys, you got to be there. Columbia, South Carolina, November the 18th. This Friday is going to be Ja'Kalyn Carr. She's going to be there. Pastor Shirley Caesar, Sounds of Blackness, and me, Dr. G. We're going to be there. Listen, it's going to be a night to remember. You got to be there. Seats are already selling. selling every day. They got hundreds of seats selling. So I know it's going to be a sold out crowd. You got to be there. This is all of us together is so much fun. The anointing is going to be in the house. It's going to be impartation. Ja'Kalen going to give some evangelism. She going to give you that impartation. She going to bring that fire because God is going to be in the building, y'all. So listen, thank you again, Ja'Kalen. I appreciate it. Can't wait to see you this Friday.
Thank you so much, and same to you.
All right. Until then, love, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Love you.
God bless you. Bye.
You too.
All right. That was an amazing interview with Ja'Kalen Carr. So we'll just take 1 second for a couple of breaks, and we'll be with my main man, A-Train.
Columbia, get your praise on. At the biggest gospel concert that ever hit the metro. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium. Starring Shirley Caesar. And the incredible Sounds of Blackness. Grammy Award nominee Ja'Kalen Carr. And Kiara Shear. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium. 1703 Taylor Street, Columbia. Hosted by Dr. Gina and Sounds of Blackness. Tickets are available now at the Township Auditorium box office. All Ticketmaster locations. Ticketmaster.com. Or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Don't miss A Night to Remember with gospel legend Shirley Caesar. Sounds of Blackness. Ja'Kalen Carr and Kiara Shee. Friday, November 18th, 8 p.m. at the Township Auditorium.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, say what's happening, man? T.I.P. the King, good. Letting you know you listen to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. Hold what you got in a minute.
Okay, that's good.
That's it.
All right, well, here we are back with my main man, A-Train. I'm so excited. I love having him on with me, y'all. He's so funny and so cool. I love his thoughts. So, A-Train, listen, I know you were, listening to the interview, and you heard when I asked Ja'Kalen about, what she felt about, the youth today and how they're angry,
right,
and things like that. I mean, what are you hearing? Because I know we didn't get the chance to hear, because I know your ears to the street, what the people are saying. What are people saying, A-Train?
Well, history repeats itself. It has been known and studied that history does repeat itself. And when you take a snapshot of what's going on today between these high schools across the country, from these colleges across the country, and you look back during the civil rights movement, and you look at that era, but if you take a closer look and look at the people that were on the front lines, they were young kids. They were young adults. I mean, just the same demographic of people. It's the same age group of people and soldiers. It wasn't just the grandmas and the uncles and your granddaddies out on the front line, but majority of the kids that were really running the movement back in the civil rights days, those were like 16, 17, 18-year-old kids and, 19, 20, 21-year-old young adults. And when I look at, what's going on today with CNN and just the media and the different snapshots of, what's taking place from California all the way from over here to, New York, I mean, it's the same thing. These young kids the younger generation, you know, stepping out and they're trying to voice, you know, whatever it is that's in their heart. And some people that I talk with, because I have a niece, you know, that attends a college here in the state of Florida, and she has a group of friends, and, you know, they're all, you know, on campus, and they're doing their thing and just trying to hear some of the, you know, the different feedback that's going on, even with some parents who have kids in grade school. And one young lady was on Facebook, and she did a post about her daughter receiving some backlash from some white students, you know, and was saying some racially, you know, provocative things and some racially negative things toward her daughter, who is in grade school, you know. And it was so much that they had to really take it up, you know, with the teacher and the principal, you know, and the parents at that school. So, you know, it's some stuff going on in this country. There's some stuff going on, and I don't think people expected for it to pop off just like it's popping off.
I'm telling you the truth. It is. And I just got a phone call from my friend who was telling me about her daughter being bullied and everything. And they told her, nigga, go, you know, back to your room, and, you know, was kicking around and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's really, really, she's really going under attack as well. You know, I, you know, it goes back to, if we claim Jesus, we've got to continue to remain in Jesus. We have unify. We have to unify, and then we need to figure out, what position am I in? It's not so much, and I don't want to sound like I'm siding with any, because I think any racism, any bullying, to me is just disgusting. It's the work of the adversary. Right. Any type of division, any type of hatred, any of that is the work of the enemy. I just, absolutely, you know, would like to see us as believers find out exactly what it is that God needs us to do individually and corporately, that we can overcome the wiles of the adversary. I don't want to think that God has brought us this far to leave us. I can't believe that we as a black culture, that sir, I'm just going to say us, you know, just for separation for one moment, that we are, you know, we have been, that God is neglecting us. I want to look at it in that perspective, because we got people that's been getting saved. We got people that's been delivered. We got generals in the spirit that's, you know, casting out demons. We got preachers. You know, we have come a long way from where we used to be as a culture. And I just would find it so hard to believe that God would bring us this far to leave us. Now, what I believe is happening is that the enemy is doing what he does best, which is using people that he can use to bring fear and panic into us as a people. You know what I'm saying? But if we come this far and seen how God has removed shackles and destroyed yokes off of our bloodline, come on now. We got to believe that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he will not desert black folks. We got to believe that. Or Asian, Hispanic folks. We got to believe that we serve a God. It's Hispanic ministries out here that's reaching lost souls. I mean, I just find it hard to believe that we've come so far that he would allow a man to put straps, you know, chains back on us like that. One man. We've come so far, especially with the millenniums, right? You know, they're unified more. Well, it appears now we're hearing all this stuff going on in colleges, but they love our music, and they love, you know, the different races love the, you know, the hip hop music and the urban music, and it's so intricate, you know, gated. Now, I'm just trying to figure out, why are we allowing Satan to put fear in us like that? That's what I'm just trying to say. Let's look at it for what it is. How come we're letting, at the as a body of Christ serving God,
looking back all our life. We say it every day in church. Looking back all my life, he's been good to me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, now, what would you say, Dr. Gina? Because, you know, I of course I can say stuff, but then, you know, it can only go so far, you know, and then having a comedic spin on things, you know, sometimes, you know, may not be the best. But, like, what do you say as a parent? See, I'm not a parent. But what would you say, like, to our listening audience who are parents who may have a child to come home who has been faced with some bullying, you know, in reference to, you know, this election and things like that? What do you say to your child?
Well, listen, I told my friend yesterday, now I'm a believer too, right? And you know, now we're talking something. You know, we're going in deep. So let me just say this. Let me say the human in me would want to go if she could not, if she owed money and she could and she could not leave, you know, because she owed money, then I right. would probably go to that dorm and spend a night or a week in her dorm room. And if they tried to put me out, I would tell them that they need to get her a security guard 24/7. But that's the human in me. But spiritually, I would pray about it. First of all, I want her to pray with me, because that's something that my son and I, we do that every day before he go to school, and we do it before he go to bed. So that's something that I do, been doing with him since he was in my belly. We would pray together wow. about it. And I always pray and train and teach Emmanuel and train him in prayer to listen for what God is saying. Don't just pray right. what you want and pray what you think, but pray and be open to what his instructions are. Now, if God say that he's not supposed to be there no more, then he gonna get out. You know what I'm saying? That's just bottom line. Because, you know, a lot of times people put their do what they think that they should do or want to do and what makes sense. But what is God telling you to do? I just believe that a lot of this going on right now is probably shaking up the body of Christ to really see what thus say the Lord. It's taking us back to his plan, his original plan for each one of our lives, including our children. You know, look at Ja'Kalyn Carr. I look at her as an example. A young lady, she could have went on and just said, Lord, I'll put you on hold and I'm going to go to college because my aunt and my grandmother and all of them want me to go to college. But look at what God is doing in her life. I'm just using mm-hmm. that as an example. What is the call of your child's life? Because we could sometimes, because of what our limitations are in knowing and not paying attention to what God is saying, we can put our children in dangerous situations that they don't deserve to be in. Just because they're doing what we're teaching them to do instead of doing what God is telling them to do.
Yeah. That's good.
You know I'm going to always take it back to Jesus. Like, you know I'm going to always take it back to the Lord.
That's why I'd rather have you put your thoughts on it, because they don't want to hear from me. They hear from me, they going to be downtown.
Listen, you heard what I said. If it was up to me, I'd be up at the school and we would have a face-to-face conversation, you know.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. But no, that's good stuff, man. That's real talk, though, you know. That's real talk. But moving right along. Out of these streets, you know, especially with you having the concert coming up this weekend, I think we should do another plug right there. What's coming up this weekend for the Surly Season?
Oh, my goodness. I saw your memes. Is that what it's called, memes?
Because Surly Season is the talk of social media right now. She has made such a comeback. They have did a mixtape version of Surly Season's song, Hold My Mute, and it is the jam from California to Florida. I'm talking about it is the jam. Listen, I don't know if you heard it. If you haven't heard it yet, all you have to do is just go to Twitter, go to Instagram, go to Facebook. You can go wherever. Go online.
You can Google it now. I'm sure it's on Google. They'll probably play it right there on Google.
It has been viral for the last 2 days. That
hey, A-Train, you know, have you seen the one with the guy that's dancing just in church? Have you seen that one? They got like 2 videos to it now. I said, this dude is jamming on this song. He is getting it. Did you see it?
I did. You talk about the white guy like he's doing the little two-step.
Yes, like he's doing the, what is that, one of them Crip dances or whatever. I said he's doing the Crip. He's from California.
It is hilarious. These millennials, listen, they are so bright.
Aren't they bright? So oh, my gosh. Yes. They got this computer thing down.
They would take something and they would run with it. Now, a lot of people didn't even know who Shirley was, but now they know. They know who Shirley is now.
Listen, for the last 2 days, the tickets have been selling off the roof. And I know that has done wonders, you know, because the ticket sales have gone up so much, you know, in the last couple of days. And I meant to tell Joseph about that, but I don't even think he saw it. I'm going to have to send it to him so he can see it. But yes, this Friday, November the 18th, we're going to have a night to remember with Pastor Shirley Caesar. And I cannot wait. I want to hear her thoughts about, because she's out of town. She's coming back in town this week before the show. But yes, I cannot wait to hear what she got to say about what's been going on social media with her song, The Mule. But yes, and Ja'Kalen Carr, and Sounds of Blackness, and me, we're going to be there in Columbia, South Carolina. Go ahead, A-Train.
Listen, Dr. Gina, when you meet with her on Saturday in the green room, you have got to get her on a pre-recorded interview so that you can play it on the show next Wednesday. So we can have fresh off the press Shirley Caesar's thoughts on going viral with the green potatoes, tomatoes.
I will. I got it.
Listen, if you don't come back with that interview, I'm quite sure a lot of people will be upset with you, and they're going to want to know what else could you possibly be thinking about and not bring this up to Shirley Caesar when you see her on Saturday. Listen.
I'm definitely gonna see her Friday. But listen, A-Train, yeah, because I know people want to know. I want you to tell everybody what's going on with you, because you've been blasting so much on that's the show that's coming up with the comedian. What? Who is he?
Yes, you know, my comedy series, A-Train Live, The Experience, was picked up by the city of Jacksonville. It is the largest comedy series in the city of Jacksonville, endorsed by the city of Jacksonville. And our next show is with Ambrose Jones from NBC's Last Comic Standing. It's going to be him slinging jokes on the stage. I'll be slinging jokes on the stage. And I'm inviting everybody from Jacksonville and surrounding areas, come out, come to this show, because I'm telling you, it's hilarious. It's going to be off the chain. You got to listen. This is top notch quality comedy going on. Keenan Ivory Williams from Living Color. He said that Ambrose Jones reminds him of a country Chris Rock. Ellen DeGeneres said that Ambrose kills on stage. And I'm telling you, people, you put the two of us together, this is a show. We've rocked out before, and we're getting ready to rock out again on stage. And I'm so happy to bring my brother here to Jacksonville. So you can go on Ticketmaster, or you can contact the Ritz Theater box office at 904-632-5555. Contact the Ritz Theater box office and get your ticket for the comedian A-Train and Ambrose Jones comedy show. And then also this month I'll be in Colorado, Denver, Colorado, up there. The mayor is flying your boy out to, up there to rock out at an event. So I'm excited about that. So get at me, man. I'm on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm on Facebook at A-Train Live. And I'm also on Instagram at Do It Again and See What Happens. That's right. Spelled all the way out. Do It Again and See What Happens. Spelled all the way out. That's me on Instagram. And I have a Facebook as well, because I'm always threatening to delete people on social media. You know, for example, people who cut their eyebrows off and then they draw them back on, I put right on their wall. Do it again and see what happens. See if I want to delete you. So get happy on social media, good people. We out here. We working.
Listen, say that date again. Where you going to be at the Ritz? Say that date again.
That next show for the Ritz is February 24th. But tickets are on sale now. February 24th, tickets are on sale now at the Ritz Theater. I just opened up for Bilal on the last time we had the show that I was on air with you. We were doing the show with Bilal. So, so my next show at the Ritz would be February 24th. But the tickets are on sale now.
Yeah, because I want to be in. I want to be there. That's what I was saying. I want to try to come. That's around my birthday, and I love some Jacksonville. I would love to be there around my birthday. So yes, you guys, listen. We're gonna do ticket giveaways and things like that. So you gotta stay connected to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Like I said, you always a winner. So I know we got. I gotta check my email after the show so I can see who won the tickets for Columbia, South Carolina, and who won books for Born in the Sin, Transforming into Destiny, and who won that those DVDs for Health and Soul Fitness. You got to get it in your mind, body, and soul. Well, A-Train, you know I always love you. Thank you so much for joining with us. Tell your lovely wife that I said hello, and God is just going to continue to catapult you even further. So just hold on. Keep praying. Keep your faith on Him. That's all I can say. Much love to you.
Same to you, and congratulations on your workout DVD.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Listen, you got to get your copy. I got to send you a copy. I got to send you one. And
you got any exercises that I could do from the couch? Any workout routine?
No, I don't have no exercises you could do from no couch. You better get on. Listen, but I noticed that you've been eating cleaner. I've noticed you've been eating cleaner and drinking detoxes and smoothies and juice and things like that. That's great.
Yes, I have. Matter of fact, I'm sitting here now sipping on some alkaline water. Full of minerals. Yeah, so
you're gonna pump it up so it can sound real good. Listen, they need to give you some free cases of that. The way you made that sound, everybody gonna want to go get some alkaline water.
That's what I call it. I call it alkaline water.
But listen, you gotta get that. You gotta start working out though to A-Train because it all works together. You gotta get that heart rate going and everything. You're on the road a lot more and all of that. So yes, you will be having Health and Soul Fitness DVDs coming to you real soon. They've been really doing well, which I'm really glad about. They've been doing really well, and a lot of things have been really popping open for us. So I'm excited about what Health and Soul has been doing.
I'm not surprised at all. What else you thought was going to happen, huh? That's Dr. Gina. Anything you touch is going to prosper.
Yes, indeed. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead. I love you. All right, well, A-Train, listen, until next Wednesday, I'll see you soon.
Absolutely. God bless.
God bless you. Love you. Okay, listen, you guys, this has been an amazing show. So much conversation. I could talk to A-Train all day, Ja'Kalen Carr all day long. That was a great, great interview. I so appreciate her time. But we're going to go into commercial break, and then we're going to close out, and we'll get back to you in 1 second.
Columbia, get your praise on. At the biggest gospel concert that ever hit the metro. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium. Starring Shirley Caesar. And the incredible Sounds of Blackness. Grammy Award nominee, Ja'Kalen Carr. and Kiara Shear. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium, 1703 Taylor Street, Columbia. Hosted by Dr. Gina and Sounds of Blackness. Tickets are available now at the Township Auditorium box office. All Ticketmaster locations, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Don't miss A Night to Remember with gospel legend Shirley Caesar. Sounds of Blackness. Jacqueline Carr and Kiara Shee. Friday, November 18th, 8 p.m. at the Township Auditorium.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And listen, tell everybody, we worldwide, baby. Listen, we believe in wholeness, mind, body, and soul. Just get with God and let Him do what He's going to do in your life. Loving you. Live healthy. Live whole. Live in your destiny. I'm loving you so much, Dr. Gina. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina.